Welcome to a brand new season of 10 Turns on NeoEndurance.com. This is the series where we interview drivers and team members, hopefully get to know them a little bit better. And for this season, we've got a new set of questions ready to go. We're kicking off the 24-hour series Esports Championship by talking to someone in Neo's newest class and iRacing's newest car, the Audi RS3 TCR. Craig A. Williams is maybe iRacing's most well-known setup maker, and he shares those setups through his subscription service, Craig's Setup Shop. This season, that organization is expanding into Neo, and Craig is their team manager. So, Craig, thanks for joining us. Are you and your team ready for the new season?
No. Yes. Absolutely. We've done many hours. No hours yet.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And more importantly, are you ready for the 10 turns?
Yeah. No. Never. Never ready for any questions. I don't like being put on the spot, because even if I've read it and I know what to say at any point, in any interview, job interviews and all sorts, I'm like, have I ever walked before? I'm not sure. Maybe? How did I get here? I can't remember. Damn. Not very good at this whole interview thing.
All right, well, that means this will be especially fun then. So the first question this season is, besides motorsports, what is your favorite sport or esport to watch?
At the moment, CSGO. And I don't really know why. I never got into it when it was bigger. I never watched it. I never cared. But then I played it, and I'm like, this is kind of nice. I like the competitive aspect and strategy. It's kind of like motorsport, I guess. So I got into that a lot recently. Other than that, though, I'm not a massive sports guy. I don't like golf. I don't like tennis. I don't like other sports I'm not interested in.
Okay, interesting. So back to the sim racing world. What was the last upgrade you made to your sim rig?
I recently got some Heusenfeld Pro pedals. They're amazing, to be honest. They're pretty epic. I got a new wheel. I got a direct drive wheel. I don't know what was last, though. I upgrade it all the time.
Do you feel like the new pedals especially are a big improvement to your performance?
I went from Fanatec V3s with the brake mod in them, and I didn't think I was going to notice anything. I'd never tried HEs. Everyone just told me to buy them, and then the offer came up to get some, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy them. And I got them. I'm like, wow, these are pretty special. Like, they just, I just thought, oh yeah, these look the part. These look really cool. And then when you use them, you're like, yeah, no, they are. These are pretty epic. So yeah, definitely, I like them a lot.
Okay, great. So this next question is probably appropriate for you as the setup master. What's your go-to setup adjustment to tune a car to your liking?
What's wrong with my car, though?
So let's say you load the baseline setup and you've only got 1 minute to just make any adjustment that you know is typically going to make a car feel like you want it to. So what's that adjustment you're going to make?
Firstly, I load the baseline and then I vomit a little because they're awful. All of them, but mostly because I know what to change. It's more of like a breaking the game kind of thing. Like 95% of cars in iRacing like softer springs or really soft springs. So normally springs, but it kind of depends on which car. Because if it's like the Ferrari, the GT3 Ferrari, that runs really stiff at the back. So you just remove that from the equation and softer springs, 180, 180. But it depends on what car I'm driving. If it's the Merc baseline, I don't know if it has set three springs, so I just instantly change it to set three springs. Change the camber, because I think most of the old baselines have got super low camber, and because the tire model at the moment, you just crank that right up, just keep that shift click going. Wing, if the car doesn't have max wing, especially in GTE, just max wing it out. I probably shouldn't have said that. Don't write that.
The next question is, if you could run a real-life 24-hour race with any two drivers from any era, any form of motorsports, or even any sim platform, who would you pick as your teammates?
Any 24-hour race, Le Mans, in a car, GTE, because from driving prototypes at iRacing, I just can't think fast enough. I can't do it. I can set them up just fine. And I can drive around on my own just fine. But I'm like, yeah, if I drive any faster, my head's going to explode. GTE's my LMP1 car. And then everything else is fine from that point. I'm too old. As for drivers, I've met a couple of really cool racer drivers in sim and in real life. I get on quite well with Nicky Team. That guy's insane. I just want to have a laugh for 24 hours and not be too serious. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Who have I never met that I'd love to meet? There's obviously like the obvious Ayrton Senna. That guy was a monster. And, you know, Fernando Alonso in his era was a monster. But they all drive cars that are way too fast. So I couldn't drive with them.
So the next question is, what is one of your race day routines, rituals, or superstitions?
Normally I plan to wake up in the morning. That's good. I kind of forgot to make a team for Neo. And then I got a text saying, by the way, you haven't made a team, so we can't qualify. I'm like, yeah. Team manager. I am. That is me. I forgot to do that. Usually I like to plan everything out because I don't know, with having the kids and the wife, they need to know like maybe 2 weeks in advance if there's a race coming up, but they'll always know, like my wife, especially like Spa 24 hours, Le Mans 24 hours. It's like, okay, this is coming up. I'll be doing it. Normally I'll stream it. So getting the stream ready. I normally drive later in the day because I do it when the kids are in bed. So I'll drive from like 9 p.m. till 4 a.m. sometimes. So I'll just do the night stint. So during the day, I've got all day to do everything. Have a drink before you get in. Make sure I've got a bottle next to me. I've got time to forget everything. Forget to sign the car up. Forget to make a team. And then forget who's in my car. Make a spreadsheet so you know when you're driving. Because obviously when you're streaming a lot, it's when do you drive? And I'm like, hey, I'm just driving whenever I remember. It's normally later on, so I can be a bit lazy on race day.
The next question is, which car or track from the real world 24-hour series would you like to see added to iRacing?
Mugello would be my answer. They run the, it's like a rear 12-hour, and they split it into 2 6-hour races. But I think Mugello would suit iRacing quite well. As much as it's more commonly known as a bike track, I still think it makes a good racetrack.
Yeah, so do you think any of the other TCR cars would be interesting to add?
Ah, I get this question so much, because apparently I know all these things. But I have a soft spot for Alfa Romeo. I think a Honda would be good for, I mean, all of them, really. The Golf, I'm not too bothered about. I'm English. I see Golfs everywhere. I'm sick of looking at them. The Alfa, the Honda, the Lada, or the Subaru. They're retiring the Subaru, but that means they can bring it in, right? They've got no excuse now.
All right, I think we're on question 7. What is the biggest mistake you're willing to admit you've made in a sim race?
I crashed in the 24 hours of Daytona because I went side by side with someone. I did that awkward thing where you look where the car is and then your car just goes to where you're looking. And then I crashed into his side door and put our car in the wall after like 12 hours. That was kind of bad.
How long ago was that?
That was 2017. No, it could have been 2018 because we won in 2017, I think.
Next question, what is one item on your sim racing bucket list that you haven't yet accomplished?
I'd like to win a big, huge iRacing sponsored event. Not like they have any right now, but I'm not someone who cares really about what split I'm in. As long as I have a good race, I don't really care. Like when I won Daytona, it was like split 7 or split 8 or something. And I didn't care. I won Daytona. I celebrated like I'd won Daytona. The real one, I didn't care what split it was. But I think with GTE being a favorite and being European, I'd like to win Le Mans in any car, in any split, or Spa. Every time I do Spa, we always do kind of okay. I think we got like 2 top 10s in GT3, but yeah. Either Le Mans or Spa, I'd like to win.
All right. In the last interview, Ronnie Nunez from Torque Freak Racing wanted to know, what's your favorite track and what makes you fast at that track? So is it your line? Is it your setup? Is it how aggressively you drive?
Okay, Ronnie Nunez is fast at tracks. I just know tracks. I've never said I'm fast at any. What is my best track? I guess I was decent at Alton Park in TCR. Or Donington. I don't, they're just tracks I like. They're not very, I'm not very good at them.
So finally, do you have a question I can ask the next person?
Why are they not using craigsetupshop.co.uk?
All right, that's a good one. Craig, thanks a lot for the interview. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. And for everyone out there listening, make sure to tune in next weekend as we have the first race of the season, the 6 hours of Spa. So we'll have all sorts of coverage on neoendurance.com for that. So make sure to come back then. But thanks again, Craig.
Thank you very much, guys.